cave and then there's an avalanche and they get stuck. That's just so scary. And there's scary people that eat people. Weird.
On the theme of horror, moving on to our next theme, which is driving. Cars,
yeah,
and that.
Driving.
Do you have any driving horror stories?
No, I don't drive.
I don't drive either, no.
Have you ever heard any?
No.
Don't think so.
Okay, let's make something up that's really interesting.
One time,
right, my mate was driving, and then he, like, there was this deer, and he, like, ran it over, and then it it was, like, on the floor, and he got up to go see how it was, and then it just ran away, and it was really frightening, and it really happened. It did. It was.
And, long journeys are arduous and boring.
I travelled for 20 hours yesterday, 5 hours on a ferry and about loads of hours in the car.
Where'd you come from?
The Hebrides, Outer Hebrides.
Nice.
It was horrible. It was really, I got home at 1:30 last night. It was not good.
So what do you need to get through a big journey like that?
Crosswords, always crosswords.
A bit of music, MP3 player, iPod or so.
Yeah. And some sleeping. Nice pillow. Listening to something really loud on an iPod and then going to sleep, that's good.
What's your driving song? What would be your journey song that gets you through it?
I Can Drive My Car or whatever it's called by the Beatles. That's just the best driving song.
Oh, God, I don't know.